A memorial golf tournament honoring the late Jessica Martel is set to take place Thursday, August 18 at the Cardiff Golf and Country Club. The second annual Jessica Martel Memorial Foundation Charity Golf Tournament, played at the 18-hole semi-private club, is one of the foundation's major annual fundraisers designed to support Jessie's house in Moranville and break the cycle of violence. Martel was murdered by her common-law husband in 2009. Funding from the event will additionally support the Inspire program, a partnership between the foundation and Four Winds Public School in Moranville. The Inspire program supports at-risk youth in grades 5 to 8 who identify as female. The year-long leadership program explores and educates youth on numerous topics: healthy relationships, bullying, self-image, societal pressures, wellness, and violence avoidance. We really want to empower students in the community to make good decisions, realize their self-worth, and break the cycle of violence. This program does that. If we can teach them about healthy relationships, they will grow up to lead fulfilling lives, said Marla Polzer, the foundation's executive director. Inspire is geared to but not exclusive to Indigenous students. Polzer said Indigenous children and youth are more likely to be victimized compared to non-Indigenous peers. A Government of Canada Victims of Crime Research Digest states Indigenous people are 3 times more likely to be victimized compared to non-Indigenous people. Statistics for children and teens are fuzzy, yet the website also cites a 2001 Dumont Smith study noting, children exposed to violence are 10 to 17 times more likely to have serious emotional and behavioral problems compared to children raised in a nonviolent home environment. This campaign was started after Four Winds School identified youth at risk in abusive relationships. We want to prevent abuse and help them understand abuse is not normal. In some cases, adults have been abused themselves, and this program is part of the prevention. There may be children living with abuse and they haven't identified it. This gives them information, Polzer said. Initially, the program will accept 10 at-risk youth identifying with any sexuality: cis, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, asexual, or pansexual. A big educational component will be helping them identify who in their life has a healthy relationship and is a positive figure. The golf tournament starts at 8:30 a.m. with breakfast for golfers, followed by a 10 a.m. shotgun start. Associate Minister of Natural Gas and Electricity MLA Dale Nally is the special guest, however, he won't be sinking any balls. Nally will be set up at the 9th hole barbecuing for golfers. This is his second year. Dale is a big supporter of the foundation and Jessie's house. He's been instrumental in getting funding and he volunteers all the time. He's a big advocate and it made sense to bring him in, said Polzer. For more information on either the charity golf tournament or Inspire program, call 780-939-2870 or email info at jmmf.ca.